The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago, there was a TV show called Fear Factor. How many of you remember that show? Okay. People had to face their fears. Usually it was things like the fear of heights, or being underwater, or creepy things, and they had to compete against each other to do some stunts or tasks. I remember one stunt where they started out in a car, and they were hoisted by a crane over a dam. So they were suspended in the air, and they had to get out of the car and then collect flags that were strategically placed outside the car, like on the hood, on the front bumper, on the back bumper, on the roof. And I remember thinking, there's no possible way ever. I would be terrified. What makes you feel afraid? Well, there are all sorts of phobias. We all know about arachnophobia, which is the fear of spiders. That's right. Claustrophobia, which is the fear of small places. Exactly. Fear of the dark. That's nyctophobia. And let's take a guess at a couple of these. Do you know what caninophobia is? Fear of dogs, exactly. This church is not a church that has a fear of dogs. On the blessing of animals, we have 30 dogs in this service alone. How about, okay, this one's easy then. Felinophobia. Fear of cats, exactly. How about altophobia? Exactly. It's not the fear of altos in the choir. No, we love our altos. That's right. It is the fear of heights. There's even a fear of Bibles, Bible phobia, okay? How about this one? This is probably a relatively new fear. Nomophobia. Fear of gnomes? No. No. It is, and this is serious, the fear of no cell phone coverage. I may have a little bit of oikophobia. And that is, I mean, seriously, the fear of household appliances. And for me, it would be in particular refrigeration units. There is a clausophobia, which is the fear of Santa Claus. Okay? Anyway, hope you don't have that. Well, there are all sorts of phobias. But in all seriousness, what is it that really makes you feel afraid? What makes you feel afraid? And as you live your life, how often do you find yourself making decisions based on fear? How often do you make a choice of what to do or what not to do based on fear? Fear of consequences. It might be if you're a student, from teachers or from your parents. maybe from your boss or your spouse, maybe fear of consequences from the law, fear of consequences to your health or your wealth, fear of what happened the last time you did this or someone else did it. Fear sometimes motivates us in powerful ways that are not always easy to recognize or even sometimes to talk about. Sometimes we feel afraid to do something because we're worried what other people might think. Sometimes we're afraid to do things because we're afraid of failing. Fear can be crippling sometimes and can have a very negative impact on our lives. Painful memories, especially those who suffer from post-traumatic stress, can prevent people even from functioning fully in society. Researchers are working on methods to help rewire the brain to ease those painful memories. Even if our fears are not debilitating to us, they affect all of us to some degree and can keep each one of us from living fully in the way that God intends us to live. As we get closer and closer to the celebration and the joy of Christmas, today we're reminded that this was really real. Joseph was afraid. He was afraid. He was scared. He was afraid to take Mary, his pregnant girlfriend, as his wife, because he knew that she was having a baby that wasn't his. He was afraid of what that might mean for him, for his family, for their honor and their good name. And it was different then, where honor and good name is what you had that gave you not only a good reputation in town, but it gave you a future. And if your honor was somehow tainted, it not only impacted you and your immediate family, but future generations. Joseph is afraid, and so he decides to divorce Mary quietly. He had every right to divorce her publicly, but he didn't want to do that because he knew that by doing so, it could very well sentence her to be stoned. And by that I mean, Mary would stand in the middle of an angry crowd and they would start throwing rocks at her until she was killed, either by a rock hitting her in the head or by the weight of the rocks that were piling up upon her. Joseph didn't want to cause any more trouble for Mary. Having a child out of wedlock was enough problem of its own. So he simply decides to send her away quietly. But that wasn't God's plan, was it? Not at all. God doesn't always work the way that we expect God to work, or within the conventional social norms that we have put in place. Sometimes God actually does the greatest things in our lives and through us when we think we are totally messed up. So an angel comes to God, or to Joseph. Angel of God comes to Joseph, not only telling him to not be afraid to take Mary as his wife, but tells him to name the child Jesus, the name that combats and quiets and calms all fears. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us. No matter what happens, no matter what happens, God is with us. No matter how afraid we feel, God is with us. No matter how messed up we think we are, God is still with us. God is always with us. Not always the way we expect. However, God is always with us. As Mary and Joseph prepared for the birth of their son Jesus, they really had no idea where God was going to take them. All they knew was that something truly wonderful was happening, and that they had been called by God to follow. God always works through real and unexpected and usually unexpecting people with unexpected power and grace. As we prepare for the birth of Jesus, we too are called to follow the wonderful promise of God, that God is with us, that God is with all of us, that God calls us to embody this gift of Emmanuel, this gift that God is with us, and we embody it best when we are with one another, when we reach out in love to others, especially the most vulnerable. Sometimes this is messy. Sometimes this goes beyond what makes us feel comfortable or what we would expect to have happened. We don't always know where this journey of faith will take us. It may take us to those places where we feel uncomfortable or even afraid. But what we do know is that God is with us, no matter what. This is God's promise to us. This is the gift of Emmanuel. This is what we celebrate not only at Christmas, but each and every day. God is with us, no matter what. Amen.